Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Good morning. I'm Randy Naughton at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. The numbers of COVID-19 cases in Missouri and Illinois continue to rise as more people get tested. In Missouri, 255 people have the virus. That includes a travel-related case in Jefferson County. A female between 10 and 20 years of age tested positive. Five people have died. Illinois has more than 1,500 cases, with 16 deaths. The Metropolitan Square Building in downtown St. Louis is on lockdown this morning. Bi-State Development says three of its employees who work there tested positive for COVID-19. They also work at the Metro Bus facility in Brentwood. Anyone who had close contact with these employees has been identified and asked to self-quarantine for 14 days. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, morning clouds and fog will slowly give way to some sunshine and warmer temperatures through the afternoon. High temperatures will warm into the low 60s. Low temps tonight will dip into the 50s with patchy fog. A mix of clouds and sun for Thursday, with high temps jumping into the low 70s. Next chance for rain and storms will be Thursday night, Friday, and again on Saturday.